Yes, indeed, the world. It's calling you. Rise above where you've been, and let's let go of the old stories. It's time to write a new story. And if the story of the past is weighing you down, ask yourself, why am I holding on to this? Why is it so important for me to keep reliving it? What do I need to learn, and how do I let it go? Well, we're getting ready for some big changes. Astrologically speaking, the world, it's really changing. The planets, they're shifting, and everything's kind of moving and grooving to create a whole new world, to create a whole new paradigm, to ask us all to, well, be faced with who we are and why we are here in the world. What's our reason, our purpose? There's quite a lot happening in the stars. And so it's the beginning of the month. I thought I'd check with our wonderful friend, Stacy Holler, so that she can give us some insight as to what's coming up. All the changes that are coming in the planets, the retrogrades. Me, oh my, what are we going to do? We've got to hear from Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight? What's going on in the stars?
Oh, I'm always happy to be here with you, Sarah. And we've got an awful lot of Aries energy going on this month, that a lot of very powerful things coming up. But as you were speaking tonight, everything you've been talking about is a way of explaining all of the energies. And we're just going to talk about it now in astrological terms and how it's hitting us individually. But the theme is right on. And it really makes me always grateful for the times that retrogrades come, because it makes us stop and think and reset and plan. So I'm excited to follow up talking about how everything you're sharing with us is showing up in the stars this month.
You know, I'm excited by that too. And I'm always fascinated when I connect with Spirit and Spirit gives me whatever the topic's going to be or the theme for the year or what the vibration is. And then I listen to what the astrology says. I'm like, holy crow. They know what the stars are doing. They know what the planets are doing. They know what's coming up. And it makes me really aware that everything is so connected and that there is a greater plan working. That when we listen to our intuition, when we follow our guidance from our guides, when we still ourselves, when we are in that moment of prayer and meditation, even if we're not aware of what the astrology is doing, we're always going to be prepared some way energetically to navigate what comes before us. Now, the advantage is when you know the astrology, it gives you a little bit more tactical, almost factual insight. And it's not just trusting our intuition, but I'm always fascinated how Spirit will guide our intuition and that it matches up directly with the planets. So I'm always grateful for that. And of course, you know, I'm grateful that you show up here every month to share your guidance and your wisdom with all of us. I know that sometimes you too have got a lot on your plate and you still always make time for your family here at Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. So we want you to know that we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. I'm always happy to be here. And I, like you, I'm always in awe when we get the messages we need. They come the same through different ways when you're sharing the message or when I come on and I share the same message. We all know then we're getting the truth. It's just in the ways they're coming to us, right?
Correct.
So I was fascinated too. So I'm excited to get into the nitty gritty a little bit more this month with you.
Thank you. Let's do it. Tell me what's coming.
So, Aries. First of all, happy birthday, all my Aries friends out there. There's a lot of Aries energy going on this month. Now, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's the first way we start to learn to express ourselves in the wheel of zodiac life. And it's very fiery and impulsive and intuitive. So there's lots of that fiery energy for all of us. Now, the first thing that some of us are already feeling, the Mercury retrograde started on the 1st, April Fool's Day. It is going through April 25th, but we will feel its effects. The shadow will last until about May 13th. Now, the retrograde, most of us already know because it's so infused in our culture, which is very interesting. but the planet Mercury is about communications and travel and technology, and it's when it appears to be going in reverse in the sky. It's a phenomenon. So during that period of time, that's when things get screwed up, right? We all know that. My internet blows up every Mercury retrograde, no matter what. Communications, missed travel plans, those are the typical Mercury retrograde things that kind of blow up. But it's also a time to reassess, reevaluate, replan, reboot an old plan. Not a time to start totally new things. So if you want to travel, go to a place you've been before. If you go to a new place, you might get a couple of hiccups along the way. Might not go exactly as planned. So understanding how to use the Mercury retrograde energy is important on how to navigate it. And it is a reset time, and that's what Aries is about too. Now, the other interesting energies we're going to talk about is how all these planet energies are conjunct, meaning they're all holding hands in the sky. So at the solar eclipse, which I don't think there's a person on the planet left who hasn't heard about the solar eclipse, and being in New England, the traffic's already out in the streets. But on the 8th, that's our solar eclipse, a new moon, a super moon in Aries, Jupiter, Chiron, Venus, the North Node. All these energies are in Aries, kicking right in. So this solar eclipse is very powerful. A solar eclipse is about our ego needs. So when we talk about your sign, look at where it is in the house. That's where you're going to be feeling it. And Sarah, you were talking so much about Chiron, which we know is our early woundings, and where in our early life we place there in our plan so that we could learn and grow. And when our old stories, a lot of them are from our Chiron early woundings. And now that it's conjunct with the solar eclipse, it's going to give us all an opportunity to do some great healing. So Sarah, this is the time to look at those old stories, and it's a very powerful time to be healing. And then we'll look at the Scorpio full moon on the 23rd. Scorpio, some of you know, especially you Scorpions, pretty intense, extremes. Scorpio's all or nothing, and it's right on the full moon on the 23rd. So look out for some surprises and unexpected events. So we'll look to see where it's going to fall in your house. So every sign, your sun and your rising, we'll take a look at where these events are falling in what house of yours and where you could feel it the most. So how does that sound, Sarah?
It sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. So let's start with the birthday, Aries. Now, everybody's Mercury is going to be in the same house with the solar eclipse. So that Aries energy for you, Aries, in your Mercury retrograde, it's right in your first house. So you might have people coming back into your life, or you might be going back to things that you did in the past and reevaluating them. And for the solar eclipse, it is about your personal growth. And the first house is about your self-image and how you look in the world. Maybe you want to change your hairstyle. Maybe you have a new project you want to start. But it's your interaction with the world and how you appear to them. And the full moon for you is in your eighth house. That's intimacy, shared resources. Maybe a intimate relationship might spur a bigger commitment. Maybe there'll be a birth in the family or news of pregnancy. Now, Taurus, your Mercury retrograde and solar eclipse, they're in your 12th house. The 12th house is what's happening behind closed doors. So during the retrograde, that's a very spiritual time. This is a psychic time for you this month. Listen to your gut. You're going to find out answers if you pay attention. And especially during the solar eclipse is when you might get some inner work revelations and a lot of intuitive feelings. So be very attuned to that, Taurus. Now, the full moon at the end of the month is in your seventh house, in your committed relationship. So you might decide to make a relationship permanent or end a relationship. Or maybe it's time to make an adjustment in the people you're working with in your business relationships. Now, Gemini, the Mercury retrograde and the eclipse, that's all in your 11th house. That's your house of goals and dreams, friends, community, collaborations. So during the retrograde, not a good time to start any new technology rollouts. really pay attention to that. How you're communicating with your friends and in your community, make sure you are very careful about that. And on the solar eclipse, maybe you'll get some revelations about friends that no longer work for you, or suddenly meet people in new groups that better fit your needs. And the full moon for you, that's in the sixth house, health, work. Time to make that doctor's appointment. Maybe time to get your arms around your schedule and make things happen. And it's also the house of volunteer and service. So maybe around the full moon, you'll be inspired to give, which will bring you a lot of pleasure. Now, Cancer, Mercury, solar eclipse, it's all in your 10th house. That house is all about your public life. It's about your career. So during the retrograde, perfect time, plan your next steps. What are you thinking about? Where do you want to be? Not a time to start something new, but definitely evaluate where you want to be. And then on the solar eclipse, you may get some news, a new opportunity, a new path. It's all about where you want to be going. Now, we talk all the time about the new moons being a vision board. What do you want the next 6 months to look like? So when we're talking about the eclipses, that's what you want to be thinking about in that house. Now, the full moon for you, Cancer, house of romance, creativity, children. You might get news. Get out. Express your creative projects. It's time to go have some fun for you, Cancer. Now, Leo, the Mercury retrograde and the eclipse, that's all in your 9th house. Now, that's about travel. So you in particular, too, during the retrograde, Leos, watch out for delays in your travel. Things might not start on time or work out the way you want, so go carefully. Take the time to plan for when the Mercury retrograde is over. Plan that great trip. And the solar eclipse, use that to reevaluate your plans about what you want to learn. It's the house of education, learning something new, expanding your horizons. And for you, the full moon, that's in your 4th house, in your early life, in your home. What changes do you need to be really impacting there? What was going on in your early life that you could heal from now? Now, Virgo, Mercury, the solar eclipse, they're all in your 8th house. That's your very intimate relationships. That's shared resources. So during the retrograde, don't start any new shared ventures, but it's a great time to reevaluate your finances with other people. It could bring in money from things that you've been owed. And during the solar eclipse, look at your shared resources and your long-term goals. What do you want to have for the next 6 months? Your Scorpion full moon, your house of communications and your projects. It's also your neighborhood and your siblings. So maybe something with one of your siblings might happen unexpectedly, Virgo, during that full moon. Libra, Mercury retrograde and the eclipse in your house of committed relationships. You Libras might have lovers from the past showing up. People used to do business with during the retrograde. Not a time to start new committed relationships, but you could lay the foundations or reevaluate the ones you have. And during the solar eclipse, that's when that old lover might really pop up. And you want to think about what do you really want in a committed relationship? Because for you Libras, everything's about committed relationships. This is your house. And your full moon in Scorpio, that's in your house of money, the 2nd house. Finances, maybe you'll have a new way to make money, new ways to manage your money. Something unexpectedly might come in for you. Now, Scorpio, Mercury, solar eclipse, that's all in your 6th house. Daily life, health, work, pets, all right? So during the Mercury retrograde, don't be too set on those best laid plans. For you, calendars could get screwed up. You make an appointment, just doesn't happen, or you're missing an appointment. On that solar eclipse, that's cleanup time for you. Maybe you want to clean out your house. What do you want to donate? What do you need to let go? And what do you want your life to look like over the next 6 months? And that Scorpio full moon is in your 1st house. Fresh starts. It's about you. What were you planning since your last birthday? Right? It's in, the full moon is in your sign. So think about where you want to be and what do you want to make happen. Now, Sag, this is all about your time in the 5th house, which is creativity, romance. So for you, Sag, Mercury retrograde, you too might have old flames showing up. You might want to reevaluate projects that you've had. Maybe you want new ways to work with your children. if you've been struggling with how to work with them. Now, the solar eclipse, get out, display your talent, your creativity. What do you want to set in motion for the next 6 months? And that Scorpio full moon, that's in your 12th house of healing, releasing, endings. Listen to your gut. You're going to get a lot of info, Sag, in that full moon. Capricorn, Mercury, solar eclipse, that's all in your 4th house of home, family. So the retrograde could bring some reunions or a visit from a relative you haven't seen in a while. And maybe it's time to plan those renovations and changes you want to do. And on the solar eclipse, you might get news about your family, maybe pregnancy move, news, maybe you decide you want to move or change your living situation. And that full moon in Scorpio for you is in your house of collaboration and teamwork. So get out, network, connect with friends who can help you with your goals. And Aquarius, Mercury, solar eclipse, all in your third house, communication, neighborhood. During this retrograde for you, Aquarian, you might have some delays in your short trips or transportation, car issues, missed appointments, so just go with the flow. Plan carefully. On that solar eclipse, great time to be in your neighborhood. What do you want to have happen with your social life? Local things will be great during the solar eclipse, right in your own backyard. And that Scorpio full moon is about your career. So what did you do start 6 months ago? Were you working on a promotion? Was there a next step? Something could happen there for you. And Pisces, Mercury, solar eclipse, all in your money house, finances. So for you during the retrograde, reevaluate your money plans. It might take longer to bring some money in. You might have to wait till after the retrograde, but just watch for errors while you're planning and doing your taxes. And on the eclipse, maybe you'll find something. Maybe something will pop up new for you, or a new job, or a new project. And the full moon for you, ninth house, travel. Maybe you'll have news of planning a trip. Maybe something new that you've been working on. It's also the house of media can finally come to fruition. So in everybody's life, we're going to focus on changes, Sarah, where we could heal, what's true to ourselves, and where we need to focus. And the universe is just shining the light as to what areas we need to make those changes in order to move forward.
Well, it sounds
and
like
hoping
we've got
navigating
a lot
that will help us.
Yes, we've got a lot coming. Stacy, since everybody knows the eclipse is coming, right, how
yeah.
can that impact yeah. us the next 6 months? Like what? Because what we're talking about here is each under each sign, that is not just the eclipse is going to happen and they'll see those results or those aspects happen immediately, right? It could take a few months before what you're talking about actually kind of comes to light. Is that true?
Yes. So all the eclipse is a new moon, and all new moons are new beginnings, and it's the opportunity to envision what we want in our lives, in that world, a house, of what we want it to look like over the next 6 months. Now, solar is sun, and the sun represents our ego, who we are. So it's a time that we're looking at where we need to meet our sun needs, our ego needs. And this eclipse gives us an opportunity to set a new cycle, a new vision board. And the eclipses are powerful, so it could bring sweeping changes. And because of all the energies in Aries, which is about us, it's the first sign and who we are, it's really all focused on giving us an opportunity to focus on where we need to meet our needs and our soul's development. And the house just tells us the area of our life and this eclipse where we're looking to satisfy our needs.
Okay. And so this eclipse
does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And this eclipse is happening, well, cutting right straight across a part of America, right? So is there a certain impact this eclipse could have to America? Is there any indication on what this shift could mean? If we're looking at our egos and rewriting our story, could it mean there's another story for America? How could we interpret the eclipse for the collective in America?
Well, you know, when we look at that, that's when we really look at America's birth chart. And that really, the natal chart of our country really gives us the most information there. But it's interesting to point out that what the part of North America is where we see it the clearest at that vantage point. that it's the most clear of where the moon and the sun are conjunct. And that, yes, there will be energies. Those people are being drawn to the eclipse because they need to pay attention to the very strong energies going on in ourselves. And yes, there is a metaphor that as a country, we're trying to figure that out as well.
Yeah.
Right? And around the world. So you and I have talked, and you tell us weekly about it's not going to be an easy year. And it's going to be rough, but we're all being forced to constantly look at ourselves and make sure we're on the right tracks. Because if we're all on the right tracks for ourselves, that's only good for the collective.
Correct, correct. Well, it's definitely going to be interesting times. And, well, before you know it, it'll be May, and we'll be touching base. And, phew, we'll see how we all made it through Mercury retrograde. And then, of course, our next planets that are about to move forward and shift that'll be coming for us in May. But we're going to just take it one month at a time. And I know that April is jam-packed for all of us. So we're going to pay attention to the energies, pay attention to our intuition, take a look at our old stories, and give this eclipse energy, this new moon energy, an opportunity to show us a different way to write the story, and then come into a good sense of our emotions and our feelings with the full moon. Thank you, Stacy, for sharing with us. We greatly appreciate your showing up every month to share your information. Those of you listening, if you'd like to have a personal session with Stacy, have your birth chart done, and understand how these planets impact you and how your story was written at birth to a certain degree, then go ahead and visit destinyinthestars.com, and there you'll be able to register for a birth chart and a session with Stacy to understand exactly why you're here on this earth and what the stars have and the moons and the sun and the planets have in store for you. Stacy, we thank you so much for being with us. I know we've been doing this now for quite a few years, so we're greatly appreciative of you taking the time.
Oh, I love being here with you. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.